Biologists trapped several salmon younger than 1 year old just upstream of the dam. The trap was meant for red band trout. After the surprise salmon showed up, biologists tagged them to monitor their path to the Pacific. The pit tags allow the fish to be tracked as they pass dams downriver of the blocked areas. Biologists say the Chinook salmon were swimming from the San Poil River into Lake Roosevelt, heading downstream. The fish are about the length of a person's ring finger. Scientists with the Colville Tribe's Fish and Wildlife Department say they knew the reintroduced salmon were able to spawn in Lake Roosevelt tributaries. Now they've got more proof the habitat is good for spawning. Cultural reintroductions began in 2019. Studies to determine how to best reintroduce salmon long-term will take decades. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.